A former Oklahoma City police officer faces federal witness tampering and mail fraud charges for teaching people how to pass the polygraph test. He was indicted last year after an undercover sting operation, and KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports his trial begins tomorrow.
Doug Williams sits me down on a stiff chair in his tiny Spartan rented basement office on Main Street, Norman. Williams was an interrogator with the Oklahoma City Police in the 1970s. The polygraph was a big part of his job then. But for the past 36 years, he's been a fiery critic of the machine he calls a psychological billy club. So he hooked me up to the device to demonstrate how easy it is to beat the polygraph.
Just lean forward and raise both arms. Now we put on the cardio cuff around your left arm. That'll record your blood pressure and your pulse rate.
He wraps tubes around my chest to monitor my breathing and slides two sensors on my fingers to measure sweat. An increase in blood pressure, heart rate, breathing rate, sweat. Williams says those responses indicate deception sometimes, but they can also come from other things, like stress, nervousness, or something as simple as the tone of the examiner's voice.
We have a problem with the basic premise of the polygraph in that it does not detect deception. It detects a physiological response to a stimulus, and that stimulus may be the act of lying, but it's just as likely that it's something else.
Federal law prohibits the private sector from using the polygraph, and courts almost never accept polygraph evidence. But governments still use the test for job applicant screening, internal investigations, and security clearances. And that's what got Williams in a lot of hot water. In a sting operation, two undercover federal agents asked Williams for training. One posed as a Department of Homeland Security agent under internal investigation for smuggling, while the other said he was applying for a Customs and Border Patrol job. According to the indictment, both men admitted they would lie, yet Williams reluctantly agreed to train them. Williams insists he told neither man to lie.
Courts have decided that they're inherently unreliable.
That's Art LaFrancois, a law professor at Oklahoma City University.
There's been legislation at the national and state levels governing the use of polygraphs, also because of their inherent unreliability.
A 2002 report by the National Academy of Sciences recommends the government stop using the polygraph on prospective or current employees due to its unreliability, which has led to countless false positives that disqualify people from jobs, but they are still commonly used. LaFrancois was initially concerned when he heard about Williams' case because it sounded like the government was trying to squash attempts to teach people how to avoid false positives. But he says the evidence in the government's indictment alleges Williams may have crossed the line.
It does look as though there may have been an effort to knowingly aid people in their efforts of deception.
John F. Sullivan was a polygraph interrogator at the CIA for 31 years. He says a properly done polygraph test is the best personnel security device available.
I mean, I've caught too many liars to say it doesn't work, and I've been beaten enough times to know that it isn't perfect. But to categorically state it's absolutely worthless, that's nonsense.
Sullivan says the problem isn't the machine, it's the interrogators, at least at the CIA. Soviet spy Aldrich Ames passed two polygraph tests, and after he was exposed in 1994, polygraph examiners were too paranoid to pass people. The number of false positives increased. Even though he believes the polygraph machine is still useful, he thinks it's a mistake for the government to target Doug Williams.
I'd say I don't agree with Mr. Williams' ability to teach people how to beat the polygraph test, but I also think he has a right to do it.
Williams isn't the first polygraph countermeasure trainer to draw the Justice Department's attention. Chad Dixon pleaded guilty in 2012 after a similar undercover operation in Indiana. He served 8 months in prison. For Williams, he feels like Don Quixote, tilting at windmills. He sees the polygraph as an injustice that has ruined careers and lives, but change is slow to come.
I guess that's what we do in this country. If you have a valid argument against something that the government is using, and you protest loudly and longly against it, then you get thrown in the federal prison.
Williams faces 5 counts of mail fraud and witness tampering, and each carries a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.